Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate December 21st. There was something odd about the Cat's Eye Nebula, a colorful bubble of gas blown by a dying star. Parts of the nebula have a greenish color. For decades, astronomers thought that glow was produced by a new chemical element. They called it nebulium. An astronomer born 125 years ago today proved otherwise. Ira Sprague Bowen found that the green glow is produced not by a new element, but by a never-before-seen form of a common element, oxygen. The oxygen is doubly ionized. Radiation from the star zaps the atoms, stripping away two of their electrons. Since Bowen's discovery, it's been found in the remains of many other dying stars. Bowen specialized in studying the chemical elements, first in the lab and later in the stars and their remnants. He started his work at the University of Chicago, then continued at Caltech. He became director of the university's Mount Wilson Observatory and the first director of its new Palomar Observatory. He held the posts until he retired in 1964. He died in 1973 at age 74. The Cat's Eye Nebula is several thousand light years away in Draco the Dragon. The nebula is in the north-northwest at nightfall. It continues to expand as the dying star dumps 20 trillion tons of gas into space every second. That includes oxygen atoms that the star will then zap, creating the green glow once thought of as a new chemical element. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.